This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy took to Fox News to defend the decision to strike a deal with the Biden administration to raise the nation's debt limit to avert a global crisis. And as VOA's Veronica Belderius Iglesias reports, there are also some Republicans within his caucus already showing support.
This is a step in the right direction.
Despite some legislators taking to social media to criticize the deal, Republican Representative Dusty Johnson told CNN's State of the Union program that he's heard from several mainstream conservatives that they'll vote in favor.
There will be Freedom Caucus people who vote for this package. So when you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives. Overwhelmingly, Republicans in this conference are going to support the deal. How could they not? It is a fantastic deal.
The expansion of work requirements for some recipients of food stamps has raised concerns among some Democrats.
That is VOA's Veronica Belderius Iglesias reporting. Supporters of President Tayyip Erdogan celebrated his victory on Sunday after another victory.
Even before the official confirmation of his victory, supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan quickly gathered outside his Istanbul home to celebrate. Turkey's electoral board later confirmed his victory, giving him more than 52% of the vote against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan, speaking to his supporters on a campaign bus, thanked them for his success. He said, "I would like to thank all our citizens who showed their will for the future, both for themselves and their children." Still, Erdogan, speaking to supporters, said his victory was for everyone. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
And this is VOA News. Japan said on Monday that it was preparing to destroy any North Korean missiles that threaten its territory after Pyongyang announced that planned launch of what it said was a spy satellite. And Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirokazu Matsuno saying North Korea launching a ballistic missile, according to this satellite, is a serious provocation to our country's security. Analysts say the military satellite is part of a nuclear-armed North Korea's efforts to advance surveillance technology, including drones, to improve its ability to strike targets in the event of a conflict. North Korea has also undertaken a series of missiles and weapons tests in recent months, including a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. South Korea is using a $13.7 billion arms deal with Poland, Seoul's biggest ever, to lay the groundwork for an industrial juggernaut that the two nations' defense companies hope will feed Europe's hungry military market far into the future. Senior analysts at the Polish Institute of International Affairs, Oskar Perchowitz, saying,
"Actually, the Korean government is very focused on the export of the Korean companies, such as K2 and K9, Chunmoo, etc."
South Korea has promoted its weapons to Poland before the war, but the invasion of Ukraine, which Russia calls a special operation, increased Poland's interest. After the Polish defense minister's visit in May of 2022 to observe South Korean weapons, and Yoon Suk-yeol met with the Polish president on the sidelines of the NATO summit in June that year, the stage was set for the huge deal that was finalized a month later. Authorities say that a suspect has been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix metro area that left four people dead and one woman wounded. The Mesa police say that 20-year-old Iron Byers was taken into custody Sunday on suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder, one count of attempted first-degree murder. They say a motive for the shootings was not immediately clear, but Byers did take responsibility for the shootings and told officers where they could find the clothes and gun used in the crimes. Police say video surveillance footage showed the suspect wearing the clothing reported by witnesses at multiple shooting scenes. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.